Spin 103.8. This is Spin Talk with Lauren. I'm joined in studio now by Fianna Fáil Senator Catherine Arda. You're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Lauren. Thanks for having me.
We were just chatting off air, and actually I was just about to ask you what you just told me before we finished. Do you hate dogs, Catherine?
No, I don't hate dogs, and I like dogs, and I like cats. I'm a politician, so you have to like dogs because when we're knocking on doors, even if it's a big Rottweiler, you have to get behind the dog and to the door. So
okay,
it's a prerequisite.
But you do think dog control is something we need to be a bit stricter on?
Yeah, I think in relation to dog control, we discussed dogs on leashes and also dog fouling. That's obviously another big bugbear of mine. I brought in legislation in the Shannon last May. It's a legislation that increases fines and also places on a statutory footing the idea that if your neighbour fails to pick up after their dog and that dog excrement causes damage, personal injury or otherwise, to another person, that it puts that tort on a statutory footing. So it makes it a little bit more serious. It shows that we're actually, we're taking, dog fouling seriously and that you can't go around not picking up after your dog.
I used to work with someone who constantly gave out about this. They lived in the Ringsend area and it was a huge issue when they were living there, and they had small children and constantly kids, falling over, coming in with dog dirt on their hands. So it's something that really, really bugs people. How much would it cost to bring in DNA testing?
I don't know how much it would cost, but I know each individual, I looked it up, is between 30 and 40 euro to DNA test a dog. So I'm not saying let's go out and DNA test dogs, but maybe in some stage in the future, that price might come down. Mm-hmm. It might be a lot more accessible to do it. The technology and accessibility might catch up. I'm not saying let's spend 30 or 40 euro per dog. I think that, it's absolutely crazy idea because we have serious problems in relation to housing, health. But it is something that in the future, this legislation will be ahead of the science and the accessibility to that type of technology. And it also is a shot across the bow to people. Listen, we are taking this seriously. You have to be responsible. You have to look after your dog. And we discussed it earlier in relation to like parks and keeping dogs on leashes. Like, our population is migrating to the cities, to towns and urban areas. And people rely on the park and they mm-hmm. like to be able to go to the park in safety and calmness. They like to have their kids walk around and not feel like they have to look where they're walking. Elderly people like to be able to sit in a chair quietly, calmly. Mm-hmm. A lot of elderly people might have walking frames, and mothers will have strollers, and they don't want to have to come back and take the dog dirt off the stroller. So it's if people are just a little bit more aware of other people, it's just sort of a message to please be aware of your neighbour.
Yeah, and listen, everyone thinks dog poo's gross and no one likes standing in it or, getting it anywhere near us. And we do often hear how dangerous it can be. Now, I mentioned to you off air, I grew up in the countryside. Okay. I can't tell you how many times I either did handstands or cartwheels into dog poo. I never went blind. Like, I'm okay.
Yeah.
So what is the whole thing about dog poo causing blindness?
Well, I think there's bacteria and then there's roundworm in dog poo, so that if it's, I think it's stale and goes off, it can get quite infectious. So perhaps if you were unfortunate enough to have an open wound and it got in, it could cause some sort of skin irritation. There's various forms of toxocariosis, and one of the more serious forms can cause, in severe cases, blindness. And someone asked me, have you ever heard of someone who was affected by this? And I actually have.
Really?
A friend, I won't mention, but okay, her daughter, had a skin irritation because of it. And it's just...
Oh, so she didn't go blind?
Didn't know. Don't know of anyone going blind, thankfully. But it is a genuine disease, and it does happen, and there is a danger to children. Obviously, mm-hmm. it's not prolific because people are very careful these days to wash mm-hmm. your children's hands,
I recently heard of someone getting into an altercation with another dog owner because, look, people, and we were talking about this ourselves in the office this morning, is that people who have dogs like to let them off the lead because that you give them a good run, and once they have good recall and they're under control, there shouldn't be a problem. But what a lot of people have a problem with is dogs that don't come back when they're called. And this was coming from another dog owner. They went bananas at it. They were like, you're giving us all a bad name because you don't have control of your pet. So it does seem to be just a few ruining it for everyone else.
Well, it's good to hear that there are responsible dog owners who are like taking their fellow dog owners to task. But a lot of the parks around the city, like Marley Park, have a zone for dog owners. So you can go in and take your dog off the lead, and everyone's, people who don't have dogs won't be in that area. But I did actually have a friend of mine who said that she doesn't like using those dog parks because her dog will come back with bacterial infections, which is sort of something you hear about people putting kids in creches.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to have a week or two.
Dogs and kids are gross. they catch everything. But this is and I think sometimes dog owners can feel, well, look, why not have, sections that maybe are family friendly in parks? Like, why is it always the dog owners that are discriminated against? They have to go off and find their own section.
Fair, that's a fair point. Yeah, you could have a sort of a cordoned off area where you have no dogs. I suppose dogs don't have a voice, so they get a smaller section of the park, and people do have a voice, so that's probably why we have the smaller section for the dogs.
Catherine, it's been lovely having you on Spin Talk today. Thank you so much for coming in, Fianna Fáil Centre. It's great to have people in studio. Nice of you to come and visit us, and we hope you come again.
I will, of course.
Let me know your thoughts today if you feel that, look, we just need to get a bit stricter on dog laws in this country. Is dog fouling a big issue maybe in your area? Is it something that you have confronted dog owners about? And dogs on leads, like, as a dog owner, do you feel I should be able to let my dog off the lead? They're under control, it's not a problem. Get involved and let me know your thoughts. You can text or WhatsApp Spin Talk 087 711 1038 on the Spin 1038 Facebook page. We chatted to Fianna Fáil Senator Catherine Ardagh, who wants tougher rules around dog fouling in public places and noise pollution from barking. So the reason she was talking about this is because this week the Oireachtas Petitions Committee were talking about stricter dog laws in Ireland. So Catherine's big thing, as you heard there from her, is dog fouling, but also one of the proposals being considered is the prosecution of dog owners who have their dogs off the lead in public places. So I would like to hear from you today. Do you think dogs should be kept on the lead at all times? Do you let your dog off the lead? And I suppose dog fouling kind of comes into that, because if your dog is off the lead, they're more likely to poo somewhere you can't see. Like, it's right in front of you on the path if they're on the lead, and you can pick it up there and then. But they can disappear into a hedge or someone's garden or whatever. You know what I mean? So do you let your dog off the lead? And as always, you know, the picking up after them, that always comes into dog conversations. Get involved and let me know. 087 711 1038. Kira's on the line. Hiya, Kira.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you very much. Are you a dog owner, Kira?
No, I'm not. But my neighbour has a dog across the road, and she lets the dog out every day at the same time to do its business all over the road.
Oh. And yeah, have you said it to her, Kira?
Yeah, and she just doesn't care. She still does it every day of the week. And the dog comes into my garden and poos in my garden, and then my kids walk it in over my house.
Oh, that's not a good situation.
No, it's not. And she does it every day. She doesn't care. She just opens the door, lets the dog out. The dog runs around the street, and when it's done, it goes back into the house.
And do people, like, do your neighbours mind it running around the street?
No, the neighbours actually don't seem to be bothered about the dog going around the roads. Everyone's just used to the dog being on the corner. It's always there.
Yeah, like, I can understand why that would annoy some people. If you don't know a dog and it's there running around, especially if people have small kids or maybe their own dogs, and there's this random dog running around the road.
Yeah, no, it's very off. But my kids aren't even going out on the road when the dog's on the road. They're afraid of it. Like,
is it a big dog? Oh, it's small.
It's only a small little thing, and it just toddles around the road, and then it goes in after about 40 minutes. It'll be out, and they just literally open the front door, and then when the dog goes back to the door, he barks, and they just literally open the door again to let the dog back in.
And he's done all his wee's and poos in your garden?
Yeah, and it's always my garden and my next door neighbour. He closes his gate. Now, I have gates in my garden, but because I have four small kids, so I'm in and out of the house all the time, so I park in my drive, so it's really annoying to have to get out and close the gates all the time. And you forget, like.
Yeah. But, and you've said it to her?
I've said it to her, yeah, she doesn't care. I've actually brought it over and left it on her doorstep in a bag. She still doesn't care.
Oh, no. Oh, Kira, I don't know what you do about that. If we get any suggestions in for you, I'll let you know, okay?
Thanks
for coming on. If anyone knows how Kira is going to deal with that going forward, let me know. And look, I know dog poo is something that comes up a lot. I suppose today I was really interested about the idea of dogs not being allowed off leads. Like, if that was your road and Kira's neighbour was letting the dog out, run around the road for 40 minutes, would that bother you? 087 711 1038. Alana says, if the dog is well trained and no threat to anyone, they should be left off. But if their dog is odd with other dogs or people, they should be on the lead. It's common sense, really. Jordan says, if they're on walkways and roads, yes, but when they're in a field and it's not a dangerous breed, they should be allowed off the lead. Dangerous breed, like, I wouldn't say that one breed is better off the lead than another. The thing I feel about dogs is, and there's a field near where I live that I walk my dog, is that if they're all off the lead in, like, a dog park or a field or whatever, they can sort it out themselves. Like, I don't think one breed is any more dangerous than another. I understand certain breeds could perhaps do more damage, but I wouldn't bring, if my dog couldn't be off the lead, I probably wouldn't bring them to a place where other dogs are going to be off the lead, because I don't think that's fair. Do you know what I mean? Paul is on the line next. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
Good, thank you, Paul. I think, did you comment on Facebook?
Yeah.
I read your message. So you were given out, but you also pointed out that you also are a dog owner. What annoys you, Paul?
Owners of dogs that the dogs do their business on the footpaths and in the fields and in the parks, and you just walk off.
Okay, so if it's in a public area, you've got to pick it up.
Yeah,
I mentioned
20 bins around.
Yeah, I mentioned to Catherine Paul that it seems to be that some dog owners actually are the ones giving out, and I noticed your comment on Facebook, and I noticed a few others, because you're a responsible dog owner, and it's the few that are not picking up that are giving the rest of you a bad name.
A bad name, exactly. Yeah.
And are your dogs ever allowed off the lead, Paul?
Only in the park.
Okay. And do they come back when you call them?
They could do straight away.
Okay. And if you see one of them take off and it looks like it needs to go to the loo, will you take off after to make sure you pick up?
Straight away, because they always make sure that they go in the back garden, or they usually go in the same place in my local park.
Okay. Yeah, they have a spot, don't they?
They have a spot, yeah. Or a marking, yeah.
So, Paul, tell me this. How would you feel now if, you know, Catherine and the rest of the Oireachtas committee bring in this idea that you need your dog to be on the lead at all times in all public places?
It's more important things they should be doing than, like, dog owners, they look after the dogs, and in certain areas, like footpaths, if you see dogs coming down the road, dogs are should be back on the lead.
Okay, yeah, I know what you mean. If your dog is off the lead and you see another dog coming towards you, you put your dog on the lead. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Paul, lovely to speak to you. Thanks for commenting today.
That's a great show, Henry.
Thanks very much. Lovely to have you, Paul. Paul had commented on Facebook, like a lot of people are, as a dog owner, saying, do you know what? It is very, very frustrating, because there is the few that give everyone else a bad name. Lydia is next on the line. Hi, Lydia.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you very much. Lydia, how would you feel if your dog was never allowed off the lead again?
It just wouldn't work for me, to be honest. I have a Springer Spaniel who I bring out, and as I said to your colleague there, he takes the arm off me if he's on the lead. Now, he's just not a dog that can be... I've tried to train him, and it's just impossible. Now, he comes back when he's caught. Mm-hmm. So he just takes the arm off. He's so excited to go running. So we go up the hills a lot, because I'm finding more and more that you can't let them off in parks, and the likes of Marley Park, for example, you have to put them in a small little enclosed area, which won't work for big dogs, small dogs. You can't have all dogs in those parks.
I don't agree with some of those enclosed areas. I've got to agree with you, Lydia. I just think it's too small a space for too many dogs, and a lot of dogs need to run.
They do, and I mix in with a lot of like the older generation, more mature generation, and we're all, well, I know my group are very responsible dog owners and clean up after the dogs and that, and I find they go out of the house because their dog is kind of making them go out of the house and making them socialise. So letting their dog off the lead is them relax, talk to their friends, let the dogs intermingle, and it's just been less and less. It's just been closed in on us more and more, and the TDs are just, they want to do it as well. Down by Cherryfield, for example, now is another place they want to cordon off and develop for cyclists who have a perfectly good cycle lane, don't use it, but now they want to cordon off areas for us down here too. It's just becoming smaller and smaller, and very irritating that we have to keep. I don't agree with this law they want to bring in now to completely have them on the lead all the time.
You mentioned you have a Springer Spaniel. Like, they're the most energetic dogs going. And I walk my dog quite regularly. I pass a few Springer Spaniels. They've no interest in going up and annoying anyone. They just want to run.
He doesn't want to talk to any of the dogs, especially with the ball, for example. This morning I brought him out for an hour, and that was just a warm-up. He'd have another 2 or 3 hours. I've only ever seen him knackered after 5.
Yeah.
And that's after being up the hill. So try putting that onto a lead. Not a hope, you know. And they're a beautiful dog. Yes, there are dogs which should be kept on a lead, but usually the owners know that themselves. There's just some that are just a little more aggressive or older, and are just more nippy. But usually I find the owners know this.
Yeah.
And well, if they don't, they should be told by somebody. But very few are like that. So I'm getting more and more irritated about these TDs coming out with these great ideas, and yet they can't solve much bigger problems. So they're trying to get on the side of people by these smaller, I think, smaller issues.
Lydia, nice to speak to you on Spin Talk today. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
I think it's just in defence of Catherine Arda, who was on the Fianna Fáil senator. She did point out that, yes, look, there is some very important issues in this country that need to be addressed. But dog fouling and dogs off leads can upset an awful lot of people. And I know we've had a few people on who are responsible dog owners, but unfortunately there's a good few that aren't, and they're the ones that are ruining it. How would you feel about dogs being made stay on leads? 087 711 1038. Harris is next. Hi, Harris.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you very much. You have a German Shepherd, I'm told, and I think I'm looking at a picture of it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, anyway, I was just moving up and I thought I'd just give him a text in and they said I'd give you a little call. Anyway, like, I just wanted to bring up the fact that, like, I know, like, the way that the rules are, they're just trying to protect society, and I agree with that, but, like, sometimes I feel like the rules are a bit too strict, because, like, I have a German Shepherd, and he has excellent temperament. Like, he wouldn't harm a fly, you know? And, like, I do walk him without the muzzle, because he just gets so depressed, and, like, he won't enjoy the walks without the muzzle. But then, like, there is a few bunch of people who just wouldn't like him walking around without the muzzle, and, like, I always have him on the lead, and he never, like, harms anybody, but, like, one time I had someone actually get out of their car and tell me he can't walk without a muzzle, and I got so annoyed, you know? And, like, I just think it's unfair to judge a whole breed by a couple of, like, cases, you know? And, like,
and that's a conversation we've had before, Harris, and I absolutely sympathise with you. I met a man recently walking a Rottweiler puppy, and, like, Rottweiler puppies, I think, are very cute. I understand lots of people don't, but he was saying, you know, people look at me like I'm a scumbag because I have a Rottweiler.
I know, like, people would just call me irresponsible now, but I just get so annoyed the fact that they don't understand, like, they wouldn't know what a dog is, like, how, like, if you completely responsibly feel, if he was aggressive and he didn't have a muzzle, but, like, the fact that he will just walks and doesn't mind his own business and people would get annoyed really bothers me, you know?
Do you ever let him off the lead, Harris?
I walk around, like, St. Catherine's Park, or I sometimes go around, like, at the park near my road, and, like, well, if I don't see anyone around, I'd let him off the leash.
Okay.
And, like, I could just see him enjoying, like, life to the fullest, you know, but, like, unfortunately, like, he is one of them breeds that people do not like him walking around without a lead, so he is on a lead most of the time, but whenever I have a chance when no one's around, I will take him off the leash, yeah.
Okay. Harris, lovely to speak to you today. Thanks so much. Harris also sent us a picture of Hugo, the German Shepherd. Hugo is a gorgeous dog, but look, I'm biased. I'm a dog person. I understand there are certain dogs that people are afraid of, or maybe they've had a bad experience with in the past. I do. I get it. And I think sometimes, like Harris said, you're better off putting your dog back on the lead if you see someone coming, because not that you're worried about the dog, it's just it's not worth the grief. Sarah Jane is next. Hi, Sarah Jane.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you very much. Sarah Jane, do you think dogs should be kept on leads at all times?
No, not at all. First of all, I don't know if anyone's aware that in a dog park, it's actually illegal for under 16 years of age to go in.
Oh.
So, yeah. So basically that means a kid, 15, cannot walk their dog, nor are there facilities for them to kick a ball around with their dog or let their dog off lead. So most people bring a puppy into a family for one reason, for kids to grow up with animals and because kids, you know, so they're not scared of animals. So these parks are far too small. There's no fenced off area for puppies. There is a large area and you have a few benches where people sit down. Where on earth are the what are you supposed to do? Leave your kids outside?
Yeah, I didn't realize that. And do you see people breaking their rules and letting kids in?
Of course, I break the rules. I bring my daughter in. What am I supposed to do? Leave her outside?
Yeah.
And say, you stand there. I mean, the reason why I got our dogs is for her. And basically, you have to leave your dogs, your children outside if you want to exercise your dogs. And also, so, you know, when they say on lead all the time, absolutely not. I know of several older people, you know, in their 70s and 80s, and they take their little walks in the morning and they have, you know, little Yorkshire Terriers or whatever. It would actually mean that they are breaking the law if this law comes into effect.
Mm-hmm.
And their dogs are totally under control, not on leads, mind you, but they are walking along and they pick up after them, but they have, you know, they may be on a walking stick, and the dogs are very well trained, and, you know, older dogs. But that makes what they're doing illegal.
Yeah, you're right. Like, you do see elderly people out walking dogs, and the dog is probably as old as the human and, like, trotting along beside it and not a bother. But I suppose, and I mentioned this earlier on, I said it to Harris, is that if you have one dog on a lead and one dog off a lead, that's when it can cause problems. And, you know, when people are in dog parks, all the dogs are off the leads because that's the agreement. And
but
dogs,
that's because that's the only area for them to go. If they made the dog parks, like the one in Cavantilly is absolutely over the absolutely tiny, and there's no area cut off for puppies. So where are people supposed to, if they don't have a back garden,
yeah,
where are they supposed to train their dogs on lead, off lead? Where are they supposed to socialise their dogs if there's not a section for, say, the smaller dogs? And then you have the likes of the larger dogs, the huskies. They don't get to have a run around. And then you get people with smaller dogs giving out about the huskies and the larger dogs doing what their little dogs are doing. But, you know, because they're larger,
yeah,
they get frowned upon, or they're being boisterous. They're not. They're just doing what dogs do. And also, one thing I absolutely, totally don't totally agree with is golden retrievers and Springer Spaniels. They love to swim. During the winter and during the summer, when it's Irish summers, where there's absolutely, you know, hail, rain and snow during the summer, and there's not a sinner on the beaches, and yet, apart from Killiney, and yet you're not allowed to take your dog off lead and let your retriever swim. I just don't understand that.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with
fouling,
your... Yeah.
Dog fouling, I've spoken to several vets about this. Dog fouling on the beach, I mean, it gets washed away. Where do you think all our fouling goes? Into the sea. It's absolutely fine on the beach. And most people who are dog walkers do, if they're up out early in on the beach, they do pick up after themselves. I have seen more nappies, more bottles of wine, more crisp packets on the beach when I've been down there than I have dog foul. And that's the truth.
Okay, Sarah Jane, good to speak to you today. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Would you agree with some of what Sarah Jane has to say? Just before I go to our next caller, Chantelle, I did think it was quite interesting, Sarah Jane's point about like dogs socialising and playing together. If they're in such a confined space in a dog park and you have like a chihuahua and a husky together, like that's not going to work. And sometimes I think people can freak out when dogs play together. Like dogs growl at each other, they bite each other, they play fight, like that's what they do. And people can freak out very quickly if a dog gets rolled over or turned over. They love it. And 9 times out of 10, they go back for more. So just something to think about, especially if you're in a dog park. Chantelle is on the line. Hi, Chantelle.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you very much. Chantelle, you walk your dog off the lead.
I do, yeah, I have to, because she is just literally so strong and she just pulled the arm off, she would.
What kind of dog is she?
She's a German Shepherd.
Okay, so what kind of reaction do you get from people?
Oh, like sometimes like they would, like they'd go mad, they'd say, oh, like, put her on a lid, but like I just can't, like she's just so strong, like, and my house is full of girls, so like we're not going to be able to walk a big dog, and like, don't get me wrong, she is the size of a horse, but like when she sees other dogs, she just gets so playful and she just wants to say hello, like she's not vicious at all, so I don't know, people are just mad.
German Shepherds though, they're that one of those breeds that people are afraid of.
They are, yeah, I'm not going to argue with that, but like if you're seeing her, like, she literally just, like, would drop onto the ground and just wants to be rubbed. Just wants, like, she's such a people person, like.
Does she walk along beside you or does she kind of run ahead of you or what?
She does walk beside me, but, like, if she sees a dog, like, she'll be gone. She just, like,
she wants to play.
Yeah,
and you see, this is the thing. I have a dog that does that too, Chantelle. Like, he'll go up to another dog. And if one dog is on the lead and one isn't, that can be an issue. Like, has it been a problem with other dogs in the past?
Well, if she's running towards a small dog, like the person will like pick that dog up thinking that she's going over to attack. So I have to just run after her. She just wants to say hello, like just give her a little rub, let her just sniff her and say hello, and like she'll just walk away, then she'll be grand.
Yeah, they do have their own way of communicating, don't they?
They
can be like not interested.
Yeah, they just like, Pixie, like, cause that's her name, Pixie. She just looks at you.
Her name is Pixie.
Yeah. That's her name. So she just looks up at you with her little brown eyes, and she's just like, oh, rub me. Like, she's just, if she could talk, like, that's all she would say. She just loves a rub. She's the most friendliest dog I've ever met. Like, for a German Shepherd, like, she's unreal.
So she's never on the lead. Interesting.
No.
Chantelle, thanks a million. Good to speak to you
today.
No
problem. You too. Thanks very much.
Bye now. If you were walking along and let's say you're not the biggest dog fan, how would you feel if you saw Pixie the German Shepherd coming towards you? Be honest. 087 711 1038. We had a caller on earlier on, Kira, I think it was, whose neighbour's dog always comes into her garden and poos. Wrecks Kira's head. The dog is just wandering around the road. Jay has texted in with some advice for you, Kira. He says she should wipe the poo on the front door of the woman's house. I did it to my neighbour's house and he cleans up after his dog now. Oh, I wonder how that would go down. Thanks for that, Jay. Tanya is next on the line. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, how are you?
Tanya, you reckon that this rule should not only apply to dogs, you have a bit of an issue with cats.
I do have issues with the cats and I don't want to come across like really, like being really mean about the cats, but they should be regulated as well. Like, I mean, who owns cats should watch them really close because I'm really scared of the cats and my neighborhood cats walk all the time, you know, over the cars and in my backyard. And I know it's funny in a way, you know, like that it's only a cat, but it really, really scares me and I don't know how to run away from it. So it won't make a big deal.
The thing is that people don't walk their cats. Like, cats just walk themselves.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't want the cat to come over to my car and pee on it.
Fair enough.
You know, like, it really, really stinks.
Yeah.
To get rid of it, you know, like, and they scratch my car when they climb over it. And when they come even close to me, I just walk in my house, you know, like, really, like, slowly. So they won't come after me. I'm really, really scared of them. So there should be something done about the cats. If you own a cat, you have to mind. It's the same way that you do with, the, I don't know, children or anything. They can't go over and climb on the car, somebody's, can they?
So, sorry, did you say the same as children? Like, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Like, you don't walk kids on a leash or anything, but you still have to supervise them, watch them.
You see some kids on leads, to be fair. I know a couple with twins and they need to have them on leads. Tanya, I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but, like, I just don't know if you'd get cats on leads.
Yeah. I don't think you can. Yeah, I don't know if you've passed you or something, but I'm just making my point. You know, I am scared of cats.
Okay.
And I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, no, and listen, that's your fear and I completely appreciate that. I would like to know if anyone else agrees. Tanya, thank you for coming on.
All right, no problem. Thanks
good
so
to speak to you. I'm on 087 711 1038. Should cats be on leads as well? And as Tanya said, some children. 103.8.